Time for Dial-A-Doc. We are going to visit now with Tanya Thayer, Executive Director of FHN Foundation, the fundraising arm for FHN. Good morning, Tanya. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having us here.
Oh, you're very welcome. All part of Dial-A-Doc and FHN. The foundation, it's National Hospital Week this week. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would, Tanya.
Sure. National Hospital Week is really just an opportunity to highlight hospitals, healthcare systems, and really the healthcare workers and the innovative ways that they are supporting the needs of our community members, especially in the last year and a half where we really had to step up, and we feel like we have done that.
I would say so. And tip of the hat for all folks in the medical biz for working so hard this year. The theme this year, Tanya, is Inspiring Hope Through Healing. Now, how do you see that being embodied at FHN?
Wow, if we haven't seen that over the last year, I don't know that we ever would. We really have really inspired hope here, really among each other. Our teams have pulled together in ways that we've never seen them before. I mean, we were scared, just like everybody else, but we were brave, and we used science and technology and teamwork to work together and figure out how to take on this virus, how to look for new treatments, how to keep people safe, both our patients and their families. We even created an extra float pool where we had employees who were in clinics that really weren't open for some time. They were moved into other areas where we did need a little more help, and everybody just chipped in and wanted to know what we could do to help keep our patients safe and their families and basically our community.
What have been some of the highlights for FHN in the last 12 to 18 months, Tanya?
Sure. Well, and you know, even with the pandemic, healthcare must go on. So we still had to continue a lot of our regular programs and processes. One thing that the community has heard a lot about was our Crisis Stabilization Center for Behavioral Health Patients. We got that going a little later than planned because of the pandemic, but it opened its doors in January to those who were experiencing mental health crisis. We broke ground on a new building at Joe Davies Health Center over in Stockton, which is going to be done here shortly. They're putting the finishing touches on that. We've hired several new physicians and nurse practitioners during this time, and we opened something very unique, an acute respiratory clinic. So it's a separate clinic for people experience respiratory problems, so they don't go into a waiting room of one of our standard clinics and sit with other patients who are there for other purposes. So really, we've kept those respiratory illnesses focused in one area where we could really put in extra safety precautions.
And now 2020, surely remembered as the year of COVID-19, what have been some of the most challenging aspects of handling the pandemic FHN has faced, Tanya?
Well, obviously, it was extremely contagious virus, and initially trying to secure the personal protective equipment for our teams was tough, and we really had to work hard to try and keep our patients safe and those who treat them. We're not any good if all of our staff was out sick. So not only getting the PPE, but figuring out the best way to use it to keep ourselves safe. And we constantly struggled with misinformation or lack of information in the public. And, you know, when there's so many voices from all different directions with all different theories, it really, really told us we had to focus on the science that was out there. And there was a lot of stress within our staff. We have staff members who are caring for older folks in their homes or small children in their homes. And so we really tried to make sure that we were taking the best steps possible to keep everybody safe.
We are visiting with Tanya Thayer, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation, part of Dial-A-Doc and FHN on Big Radio. We do this every Tuesday morning. Tanya, anything that is challenging is almost always rewarding. You do get that positive at the end. What positive things did COVID-19 bring out at FHN?
Well, I mentioned the float pool earlier and having our staff be flexible. I think that's something that that we've really been able to, as we say it, operationalize here, where having people travel around and work in the clinics that are most needed as opposed to staying in their one area. I think that's something that we'll carry on. Really having the ability to make decisions and move quickly. We were never really known for doing that around here, and I think a lot of organizations could say the same. We have meetings to discuss items and other meetings to follow up, and this pandemic forced us to sit down, talk things out, make a decision, and move forward. And that's something we'll carry on so that we can move a little quicker around here.
I think go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we have a little phone delay. Things really seem fluid in a lot of businesses. I mean, yeah, like you said, a lot of businesses were forced to, okay, we have to make decisions. We have to make informed, good decisions quickly. And that really brought out a lot of people's talents, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. And really, just to move quickly and to stop talking about meeting and just saying, here's the information, let's discuss it, let's bring in the experts, talk to them, and let's do what's right for our patients and our community.
How are things going at the hospital these days, now that things maybe have smoothed over a little?
They're definitely better. We went a few days back in March without any COVID patients in our hospital for the first time in over a year, and we really celebrated that. Since then, we've always had anywhere from 3 to 10 or 12 in the hospital, so we're still very aware that this virus is alive and well and in our community, and we have staff who continue to treat those patients with the best care that we are able to provide here. So There's still things going on, but in the meantime, boy, have we learned how to take precautions to keep our staff safe. Early on, we had some that caught the virus. We don't see that anymore. We keep our spaces clean. We've purchased all the high-strength cleaners. We've trained our staff, and we feel like this is one of the cleanest places you can go in the community, frankly. We're really taking a lot of strict precautions on making sure this is all of our clinics and the hospital are a safe environment for our patients and the visitors we now allow in the building.
On top of your game. That's fabulous. You did, speaking of providing, you mentioned new providers, Tanya. Are there new primary care providers who are welcoming patients? And a secondary question, why is having a primary care provider important?
Well, the secondary question to me is very important. So having that, it's almost like a personal health coach, you know, somebody that you can check in with to talk with. With healthcare providers, they're your go-to person. And everybody thinks, oh, yeah, I go see my doctor once a year. They check my blood pressure. They do a blood draw and see how I am. And that's great. But just having that person who's familiar with your history, familiar with your family history, who knows your situation to go to when something just doesn't seem right. I mean, that's what your healthcare provider is, your advocate and your go-to. And I think we generally need to get over the thought of just going to see them just when we're sick, but really making that annual wellness visit and building a relationship with that provider. So when something comes up that just doesn't seem right, you have that expert to go to talk to. And we have lots of our providers accepting new patients. Out at our Burchard Hills Clinic, we have Dr. Angeletti, Dr. Martinez, Dr. McNulty. We have some nurse practitioners out there, Timothy Rupnow, Heather Lutz, Tamisha Bonvillain is one of our new ones out at Burchard. Then out at Highland View, Dr. Asawi and Dr. Elbeck are accepting new patients. Tiffany Kuhlmeier, nurse practitioner. Dr. Reese and Dr. Moore out in our clinic south of town, and Amanda Vetter. So we, out at Lena, we have lots of providers who are there, ready, willing, and able to care for those who are in need.
I'm guessing with the last year, maybe even, 12 to 16 months, there's been a little bit of a lull. Are you finding, or probably will be, that people are doing catch-up visits, if you will, because they missed last year?
Yeah, it's starting to pick up. And really, during the pandemic, I think a lot of people realized how it is important to keep up on the wellness checks. So there were those who had more emergencies because they weren't checking in regularly and monitoring some of the things that they needed to, and then suddenly they fall into some sort of crisis. So I think this brought us all to realize that keeping a regular relationship with a healthcare provider is important.
I would totally agree. Same thing with going to a dentist or with your car. You stay ahead of the game. You see things before they happen, and you catch them much earlier.
Absolutely.
What have you observed, Tanya, in the community over the past year that has impacted FHM?
Oh, gosh. The generosity of the community has just been amazing, especially early on in the pandemic. We were contacted by businesses, by individuals who said, what do you need? How can I help? We had businesses donate extra masks to us, or gloves, or gowns, or whatever they had around that they felt might help out. We had people bringing in coffee or pizza or hand lotions, nice lotion and some pampering stuff for our team. It was just amazing that people were really thinking about what they could do to make our job easier as we really tried to keep our community safe. From the foundation perspective, we saw the giving level really increase. We have a grateful patient program, which allows people to recognize healthcare's providers and show gratitude by making a donation to their specific department. And those gifts tripled during the year. We really had people who recognized the challenges we were experiencing here and wanted to show support in any way they could. And if they could help out financially, which then allowed us to buy more masks, more equipment, more supplies, certainly that was helpful and really appreciated.
Tough times can bring out the best in people and their kindness, and it just keeps spreading. That's wonderful. We're visiting Dial the Doc, Tanya Thayer, Executive Director of FHN, part of FHN's Dial the Doc series on Tuesday mornings. Our final question, Tanya, where can people find out more about FHN Memorial Hospital, in particular the FHN Foundation?
Sure. We're very easy to find, FHN.org. They can go online there. If there are people out there who are ready to get vaccinated, we are ready to vaccinate them. We have a clinic that's running south of town, not far from Applebee's over there, and they can go on to FHN.org and schedule a vaccination or just read more about it and see if this is something that works for them. We certainly feel like that's really helped in keeping our numbers down here and keeping our community safe. So FHN.org, we hope to soon start bringing back community events. We're not there yet. We need to keep the safety of the public in mind, but that's where you'll find that information. And to learn more about the providers that I mentioned at Burchard Hills, at Highland View, and at our rural clinics, they can also go to FHN.org for that.
We've been visiting with Tanya Thayer, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation, the fundraising arm for FHN, part of Dial the Doc and FHN. Tanya, it was a pleasure talking with you today. Very uplifting and positive. Nice to hear, and nice to hear things are kind of turning around a little bit and heading in a good direction.
You can't believe how happy we are about that as well.
I believe it. And thank you, a tip of the hat to all you folks in the medical field that put in a grinding year. I hope you get a little relief and maybe in a vacation or something in the near future.
Yes, that would be great.
It would be great. Thank you, Tanya. You take care. All righty.
Thank you.
Tanya Thayer, Executive Director, FHN. That's part of Dial the Doc. This is WBGR, Big FM 93.7 in the Morning Mess.